Hello, I am Rahul Bagaria, Senior Product Manager for Azure Application Insights. Knowing what is happening with your live web app can make or break your customer experience. Today, we continuously update and deploy our apps, which is great, but it can sometimes result in performance or even functionality regressions. You want to proactively detect issues as they occur and fix them before they start affecting your users. Application Insights can help you do that easily for any of your web apps or services. In this video, I am going to give you an overview tour of Application Insights and talk about its core capabilities. I will also demo how you can detect, triage, and diagnose real-world problems in your web apps. Application Insights is an APM, or Application Performance Management Service. It provides fast, easy, and non-intrusive analytics tools that helps you interactively diagnose problems and answer tough questions about your app's performance and usage. It has two main parts. The telemetry collector monitors each tier of your app and sends data to our portal. The portal is our cloud-based service where you then explore and analyze the data in a variety of charts and exploration tools, including a powerful query language. Application Insights provides intelligent APM. That means it has machine learning features to proactively analyze the telemetry from your app, identify patterns, and alert you in case of any anomalies or service degradations. Application Insights also provides what we call instant analytics. It has a very powerful query language that lets you ask deep, ad hoc queries over your application data and custom logs. It is very fast, and you get answers almost instantaneously. Application Insights integrates well with your DevOps workflows. You can couple it with your existing tools and processes, and can extend its capabilities with open source SDKs and data access APIs for full flexibility. So let's check this out with a demo. Okay, so this is the Azure portal where the Application Insights service is hosted. You're now seeing the dashboard where I have pinned a couple of charts, metrics, widgets that are quite useful for me to look at on a regular basis. You can pin any chart or metric or query that you want on your dashboard and share it with your colleagues. Here I have an ASP.NET app that I'm running on an Azure VM. I can see my entire application topology automatically discovered by Application Insights. This is the application map. I'm opening the full map that you can see much better. So here you can see all the client-side components and server-side components, including all the dependencies that my service was calling. In one single view, I can get a sense whether any of the components are failing, are unhealthy, or are just taking much more time than I'm expecting. I can click on any unhealthy component by clicking on the red button and see all the failures that were happening with that dependency. I can click on a failed dependency and see actual individual instances in order to drill down deeper and diagnose further. So for this particular instance, I actually get the command, the event time, it was an Azure table dependency, what was the result code, and everything. So now I have more information in order to debug further on what to do with this problem. Other than the application map, we have a feature called Live Metric Stream. With Live Metric Stream, you can get a real-time view of your application KPIs. So if I am clicking a button on my application anywhere, immediately in real-time, I'll see it impacted on the Live Metric Stream. Here you can see incoming requests, outgoing requests, server health, exceptions, everything, including failures, coming in real time on my screen here. That's very, very powerful when you are deploying a new version of your application and want to sit in front of the monitor and see what's going on. I can even click on failures to debug exceptions occurring both on my server backend, my dependencies, even my client frontend. On the Azure portal, Application Insights gives you all these tools to slice and dice your data and explore further. But there is another capability called analytics that we just discussed. So when I click on the analytics button, it takes me to the analytics portal, where you can ask deep ad hoc queries and get instant answers over your application data. So I have a couple of queries already written out here, just to show you how it feels. I'll do a very simple union star count query, just to show you how many total records we are analyzing. So there are 9.5 million records that it is browsing through. So keep that in mind. I want to run quite a complex filtering example. So I want to filter all my requests in the last 1 hour, which originated from a PC, were not coming from Germany, the client IP started with 2, and there is a regex expression I wanted to match. This is quite a complex filtering expression that I want to run. And you can set up these filters or these queries as and how you want. So almost immediately, I'll get a view of all my requests that matched these criteria. I can be much more creative with my request duration. I can set up some dynamic buckets that mean something for my scenario. So I want to say that if my request duration is more than 3 seconds, call it too long. Otherwise, call it OK. So that's a dynamic custom bucket that I'm creating. And based on all the requests in the last 1 day, it has created those buckets for me. Now, while this is a table, we can get more creative and put that in a visualization to actually see what's going on. So in the next query, I'm taking that same dynamic bucket and projecting that in a time chart to get an SLA of sorts. So here I can see an SLA created from that same query that whenever my response time is too long, it shows a dip from 100%. And you can get almost a similar availability graph with just request durations. And this is something similar we use for monitoring our own Application Insights production database as well. Now, Application Insights is not only for performance monitoring and diagnostics. You can use it to track how your customers are using your application as well. Just as an example of that, you can track what are your top 10 common page flows for your users. So since we are collecting page view data from your application, you can ask this query and get your most popular page views. So in this case, customers are coming to my homepage, refreshing that, going to service tickets, homepage again, and so on. So it helps my product manager or PM team to figure out what are the common workflows, where they need to optimize or get more creative. And this is just a teaser of Application Insights to get you started. We just saw how easy it is to find and fix issues in real time with Application Insights. It is equally easy to get started, irrespective of the application language, platform, or whether it is deployed on-premise or on any cloud infrastructure. You can add Application Insights SDKs into your app, or you can apply instrumentation at runtime by installing our agent on the server. Most of the telemetry is collected automatically without you writing a single line of code. And you can use our APIs to send any custom instrumentation. Application Insights makes your life even easier by integrating with your DevOps workflows and tying together with other monitoring services. It comes as part of Visual Studio for ASP.NET developers. It integrates with the Diagnostics Hub, and you can search production monitoring data right from the IDE. It provides ELM integrations with Visual Studio Team services via work item management, operational annotations, and cloud load testing. Application Insights is also a core part of Azure Monitor and easily connects with OMS, being able to share data across tools and provide a unified view of application health. And that wraps up a quick overview of Application Insights. Please consult these resources for more information, and do look for other Connect videos diving deep into these scenarios. I hope it helps you be successful and much more productive. Thanks for watching.